Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Friday, July 6th, 2018. And this is episode 223 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I very, very much appreciate it. And I think we've got a really great show for you today. You know, it's really funny. We're sort of in the heat of summer. It's, I don't know about where you are, but it's about a million degrees here in the wilds of New Jersey. We've got incredible humidity. And I find myself in something of a reflective mood. You know, it's a lovely day, but very hot. It's been very quiet this week. We had the Independence Day holiday here in the United States. And it seems like a good time to take a look at where you go from here. Not just for the rest of the year, though certainly that, but also where you go in the long run. And I want to talk about hope. Where do you hope to be? Now, it's funny. I worked for this wonderful, wonderful business leader, a great guy for a long time, who always liked to say that hope is not a business strategy. And I agree, it is not. You know, a real strategy looks at four things. It looks at where you want to be, you know, the vision, the dream, and yes, the hope of where you want your company, where you want yourself to end up. You also have to look at where you are today and do a really, really neutral and unbiased and unvarnished look at where you are right now. And take a deep look then at the gaps and the obstacles between those two realities. And yes, I do call them realities. There is the reality of where you are, but there's also the reality that you're going to make. There's the reality of where you will end up, where you want to get to. And once you understand where you want to be and where you are and the gaps and obstacles between those two realities, then it allows you to define the path or the plan needed to get to where you want to go. Using this formula, it helps drive, in the words of Erica Anderson, the core directional choices that will best move you toward your hoped-for future. Now notice, I just said that hope is not a business strategy, but that twice in my definition of that strategy, I used the word hope, right? It highlights where you want to be. And hope provides the guidepost and the beacon that you follow. You have to know what success looks like. And if you're starting from a bad place, you know, whether you're a startup or an established company, of course you face a gap between your vision and where you are today. But hope shines a light and lets you see where you're going to end up. And I look at companies that I am fortunate enough to work with. I work with a very large insurance company that's a mutual company. You know, a mutual company is a cooperative structure. It's designed for the mutual benefit of its policyholders, who are the shareholders in the company. It exists to provide support to all of its members. I look at hotels that I work with. There are two hotels, one in Europe, one in the United States, that are focused on how to create a better future for students. One provides student housing. It won't allocate less than 50% of its rooms for student housing, and it doesn't yield that business. It sets one price for the entire semester, and it leaves that price there no matter when students come in or when they leave, because they believe their mission is to provide an opportunity for these students to learn and be focused on how they can create a better world in the future. The other provides a world-class environment for students to learn hospitality hands-on, just like they would in some of the best hotels in the world. But their commitment is, how do we teach people how to run a great hotel? Another hotel client of mine wants to give back to the community. They started 30-some-odd years ago, and they really reclaimed buildings that had fallen into disrepair in their community and worked to make them into the jewels and the treasures that they were for their city, and open them to the citizens and open them to visitors to show them what a great place Charleston is. Another client of mine is a technology company that's designed to measure and ensure safety for products that you use every day. They're focused on how do they make a better world by making better, safer products. Now, I want to point out that all of these companies are profitable businesses. These are not charities. And all of them started because somebody hoped to make a better world. They believe in more than just profit. Obviously, they're very focused on how they do their business well and how they create a profitable, successful, effective business. They're also working to make a better world for their employees and for their customers and for their communities. They have a hope of creating something that goes beyond just an ordinary company, something that goes beyond just what everybody else is doing. And so they've all laid out strategies for how they will grow their businesses and how they will meet the needs of their customers and how they will find the right teams and train those folks to learn their business and learn how to take care of their customers and also take care of their communities and do all of that in a way that ensures that they're profitable enough that they can continue to do that year after year after year. And when you look at these companies, all of whom were started by, you know, single individuals or small teams and have grown to employ, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands of people, they clearly have been very effective in the way they've gone about that. So they've had a real strategy. They looked at where they were. They looked at where they wanted to go. They looked at the gaps and obstacles that were between them and came up with paths and plans that allowed them to get there. They came up with things that helped them make core directional choices that moved them towards that hoped-for future. But in every case, they started with a hoped-for future. They started with a picture of the world as they wanted to see it, and then they built structures and built organizations and built processes and built technologies that enabled them to get there. So I do agree that hope is not a business strategy. But I want you to think as you go into the second half of this year, and as you go into next year, and as you start planning for how you're going to budget and all that other kind of thing, absolutely keep in mind that hope is not a business strategy. And also remember that it's a really good first start. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 223. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this delivered to you each week in your favorite podcatcher. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or the Google Play Music Store, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just look for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I would really appreciate it if you would provide a positive rating or review there. It really helps us out and makes me very, very happy. So thanks so much for that. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a great week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.